Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Hi, welcome to the Mark and Heidi podcast, The Other D'Amelios. I'm Heidi.
And I'm Mark. And I wasn't allowed on the last podcast.
That's a lie. You opted out. We agreed we were going to start bringing guests on the show sporadically and other parents, some that have kids in the social media space and some that don't. We had your mom and sister on, which was amazing. Next up was Erica Monroe Williams, our friend. And then last minute, you ditched us.
Well, it's,
what was that about?
It's like I've been to dinner with you and Erica, and I don't really get a word in edgewise or anywise or sideways or just no words get there. And I'm actually riveted by the conversation that, but I figured I could just listen to it at home and I didn't have to
take
the trip into the studio.
Did you listen to it at home?
No, I'm waiting. It's kind of like...
It's been out for a week.
But it's like a fine wine. You and Erica.
How rude.
Why do I have to listen to it when I hear you?
It's so good,
I've probably heard...
No, it's all new
weeks
material.
Of conversation between you two. So this 30 minutes, I'll just pile back on.
Whenever we were doing the podcast, Erica and I, we were talking about on one of the many nights that we were at dinner and they politely asked us to leave because we were the last ones there. That happened again this past week. We were at dinner, same place, realized we were the last ones there and they were like picking chairs. It was bad. We're like... It's so embarrassing.
So this is to all the people out there who want to side with me on this, or at least hear my side of the story. So Heidi and Erica are chatty with each other. And then, so my niece came into town, Madison, and she's probably more talkative than both of them. So I had the opportunity to go to dinner with Heidi, Erica, and Madison. And I declined.
I said, I need alone time. Like, you don't even like to be alone.
I got overwhelmed thinking about being to dinner with you three.
We had so much fun. We were texting you videos the whole time. We thought you felt like you were being left out.
No, I was just chilling on the couch, enjoying myself, watching some TV.
Anyway, if any of you missed it, including you, Mark, go back and listen. There's a really good, great conversation because I just love talking with Erica, but she's... just has such a great perspective as a parent, obviously, but also she's a manager of a couple of our girls' friends in this in the entertainment space. So if you have kids or for yourself, if you're looking to take things to the next level, it's great. Listen. So
yeah. And all kidding aside, like we've met a bunch of people since we've been in LA, but Erica has... really helped us in so many ways. She's become probably one of your best friends, but I consider her a really good friend of mine also. And she's so knowledgeable about Hollywood and she's been here most of her life. So she's been great. So I was kidding. And we all talk. Like, I feel bad for anybody that comes to hang out with the three of us.
Yeah, you're pretty chatty too.
I am chatty. I was just
sometimes
kidding.
We sit there and I can't get a word in edgewise.
The one thing with the podcast is you've kind of come out of your shell. And
you think so?
You are more chatty now.
Is that a positive
That's
or a
totally
negative?
That's totally
positive. No, be honest.
That's totally positive.
Because
for all you people who can't see, I'm winking.
Well, totally you know what positive. I've noticed since we started the podcast is I've been pointing out how wordy you are when you're asked a question. And because I am wanting to also
interject,
but you take forever for a pause.
Well, sometimes you say this a lot. Wait, hold on. You interrupt the conversation because you say, I'm going to forget.
Yeah. And then I still forget. It's so bad.
Do you think you should get that checked?
I'm 49. You know what? I don't think I have like a medical problem. I have too much on my brain problem.
That's been my life.
Well, I don't know.
Like right now I'm staring into your soul and I'm thinking about 10 other things.
Oh, I'm so glad you're present. So I feel like you haven't been diagnosed, but consider yourself that one to have ADHD. Yes? Feel that way.
I am totally diagnosed.
You are?
Self-diagnosed on WebMD.
Yeah. So that being said, like your brain works like that. Mine, I do not have any sort of ADHD tendencies and I have all those thoughts. So mine just sit there and they're like heavy.
Yeah. Mine come out like... That's how I'm always tapping my foot or sometimes remember when I used to wake up every morning and go for a ride and kind of get my, because the drive would get my thoughts out.
So. Yeah. So every time I forget what I have to say all the time. And then whenever I'm like, wait, let me talk before I forget. And then by the time I've said those words, I've already forgotten. And so I'm like, no, just everybody, please wait. It's coming. This thought, I'm going to see if I can get it back. It's embarrassing,
right.
But it's the truth. Anybody else deal with that? Let me know.
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So we're talking about, just made me think about the fact that I would get up in the morning and go for a drive. Charlie has been occasionally, because we're filming the show, we have to get COVID tested. And we have done, there's some times where if she misses it on a Friday, we go to a spot on Melrose to get COVID tested. And she and I have been driving in the convertible. And over the last month, we've probably gone, I think almost every weekend, we've just gone for a little ride and we've gotten out of the house and it's beautiful in California. And we've actually had so much fun just driving around. And it kind of reminds me of the times we used to drive around when I would listen to just the music that you and I kind of grew up on or listened to. And now what's cool is she'll have the aux. It's called the aux, honey. That's what the kids do. They plug in, but it's through Bluetooth now.
No.
And she'll play some songs and she'll turn me on to music. And then I'll play some things and then I'll play something that I'm like, oh, I love this song, but then she already knows it and it's kind of fun. And then people come over to the car and they say, and they scream her name and she's so good with talking with everyone. And
she gets nervous because sometimes people come to the car when we're at a red light and then the light turns green. Like that makes her nervous because she doesn't want to hold up traffic.
Yeah. And then they'll
it's scary.
They'll beep. And it's like, I found it funny because I was waiting for her to say, all right, Dad, you know how she gets kind of, both Dixie and Charlie, they get, I'm sure just teenagers.
They
don't want to hang out with their parents anymore. Mm-hmm. And I was just waiting for her to say, okay, Dad, time to go home. And then she's like, hey, you want to go get coffee? And I'm like,
it's so cute.
I know. It's fun.
Obviously, you had to bring her somewhere because y'all had an appointment or whatever. But it's nice when they just want to spend the time. And you know how you're saying you like to take that ride in the morning? Charlie's like, when sometimes she'll ask me to drive her somewhere, and it reminds her of, as she said, all the times we drive to dance together. And I think that makes her feel a little normal, like prior to all this. where she just gets to be in the car, and there's like starting to get a lot more traffic here, so the rides take a little longer, and she's super chatty in the car, so I love those times.
So then yesterday you and I were driving, we went for a drive, so mm-hmm. I'm really getting bad at being involved in physical activity, but we rollerbladed and Heidi roller skated, and we went to Santa Monica.
So much fun.
We skated for over two hours. We were looking for a restaurant in Santa Monica and we couldn't find one. And I was like, all right, let's just head back east. And we went back coincidentally to Melrose. And I think Charlie called us actually.
I texted her just to check in and then she FaceTimed.
And she's like, hey. And then she was in a great mood and she was like, where are you guys going? And we're like, we're going to eat at Melrose. And she's like, you want to come pick me up? And there was a little miscommunication there because when she said, do you want to come pick me up? I was like, oh, my 16-year-old daughter wants to go to a late lunch, early dinner with her parents. That's interesting.
But we jumped on the chance.
So I went over back to Hollywood and we picked her up. We got changed really quickly because we had rollerblade clothes on. And as we're driving back down on Melrose, I said, I'm looking for a parking spot near the restaurant we had a reservation for. And she's like, wait, where are we going? I'm like, we're going to eat. And she said, oh. And then we found out that her friends were down there and we just dropped her off. So basically,
she
Ubered
us.
Her.
Yes.
We were parent Ubers. So.
It was nice. I was so happy that she was just out and having fun with her friends, and they did some shopping, so that was cool.
So then, kind of like what happened yesterday, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, Charlie and I, you were at Dixie's apartment.
Oh, yeah.
And again, I thought Charlie was going to say, Dad, drop me off. I said, so I text you and I said, do you want me to come pick you up? I'm with Charlie. And then I think Dixie said, why don't you guys come up? And we kind of realize that although I've been to Dixie's apartment a bunch of times, you've obviously been there a bunch of times, and Charlie's been there a bunch of times, we had never been there all four of us at the same time. And she's been living there for...
Since October.
6 months, more than that. So Charlie and I pulled up. I have a key to her apartment. So we went upstairs and...
We're all in her bed.
We all came in and we just crashed and we're talking. And I have to say, I could not be more proud of her apartment. It's really taking shape and it's like her place. And Heidi, shout out to my wife, Heidi, who is actually right across from me because we do this podcast together.
Hi, I'm here.
Mark and Heidi, the other D'Amelios. It was really cool. First of all, it's almost like if she were in college, like I got to visit her dorm, but mm-hmm. it's like a really cool dorm. And she made it her own. And
it's so cool. She did a great job.
And she doesn't have to like move out when classes are over.
Yeah. When the four of us were in her apartment like that, it was definitely like, it kind of was like that feeling that everybody was, when she first moved out, people would ask like, oh, are you so sad she moved out? I'm like, she was so excited. She was so ready. How could I be sad? I didn't feel sad, but I definitely felt like, she was literally sitting next to me, but I felt like I missed her all of a sudden when we were there, just sunk in that this is her place. She's at our house all the time, but it just like felt so real in that moment with all of us there. Cause I knew the three of us are going to leave and she was going to stay, but actually she kicked us out cause she wanted to leave. So she left us.
Aside from the fact that both of my kids are in a good financial position and they don't really have to ask me for anything. So that's cool. The fact that I walk into my daughter's apartment and she actually pays her own rent, that's like, I think, miraculous for a dad to feel that way. The other thing is like, there's so many cool things in the apartment that she does. Like, I am shocked about how neat her refrigerator is.
Oh,
and
her pride.
I don't know. If I had... Before she moved away, if I had to think, like, what would be the things I would say, I guarantee there's going to be something in the refrigerator that's left over. And when it's like a museum quality refrigerator, the labels are facing outward.
She gets that from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then all of her art and plaques and all those things were all up. It was surprisingly, it has a lot to do with you.
Well, it has taken time just because with COVID, like furniture wasn't shipping right away. Like we got some stuff from Tav, shout out Tav, right away. But then there were other little things that she needed, but things were taking a long time to ship. But everything's in, things are on the wall. And she needs to do an apartment tour.
Yeah, I mean, her YouTube video for her room in Connecticut was like...
People loved that.
Epic, and she hasn't done an apartment tour
yet. Well, because she's kind of like almost done. There's curtains that are coming for her bedroom. And I mean, there's very little left, but it's... you can tell she feels proud of her place and being in there. And she has a bathtub, which is her favorite thing to do, is soak in the tub and... So she's like, she's so cute.
I'm so proud of her, and I hope she's proud of herself because she did it all on her own. And also, it's a great transition. I was very concerned about her getting her own house. It's kind of like moving out of the house, training wheels, even though it's a big step and it's an apartment. It's not a house, which I love. It's super secure. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of more the type of dad that tries to protect from catastrophe, I try not to micromanage. So with this, I figured that I knew, even though I don't go there all the time, Heidi's, you're there all the time. So I knew
it. All the time.
Not all the time, but you're there.
Once a week.
You're there often. And not only you, Alexa, who's Dixie and Charlie's assistant, goes there. Albert, who helps us, is there sometimes. So I didn't get any really disturbing news. So I knew things were probably going pretty well. Mm-hmm. And then anything I would hear about that, well, there's maybe things aren't in the right place. I know she was missing furniture. So, but yeah, if things were really bad, I would have said something. But I was extremely pleasantly surprised. And it wasn't that hard for me. I think I was battling with the fact that she wanted to get a house. So now we're new to California. She's new to living on her own. She's never owned a house before. She's never dealt with all of the things that dealing with a home entails. So this was a great compromise. Do you agree?
Yes, I do agree. For me, there were things that I wanted to help her with, but I knew when she moved out, she was... You know, just like I think probably the majority of kids that are leaving their family home to go away to college, they're ready. They are like feeling independent and want to do their thing. So I knew she was feeling that. And there was so much of me that wanted to go and do like trips to get, you know, dishes and this and that, and because she had nothing. And I knew I just had to let her be. And I would ask her, look, if you need me to help you get some things, she was, I got it. So I left her alone to do her thing. And then she came to me and she was like, can you help me? And now like, she's like much more settled. So
wasn't it Dixie who like recently found out about Amazon? Wasn't that?
Oh my, I am so confused.
That was on her podcast.
Amazon. Charlie shops so much on Amazon, they sent her a Christmas present or something. It was like this thing of flowers. And Dixie was like, wait, what is this? I asked her, I can't even tell you how many times I asked her, do you have an Amazon account? I don't know. Like, I think, what?
But she's like, I didn't know they really sold like good stuff on Amazon.
She was like, they have everything on there. And Charlie's looking at her like, how do you not know this?
You couldn't get, our front door was blocked in Connecticut every weekday because there was Amazon boxes there.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, she was like, this Amazon thing is insane. So now she's like ordering. Oh, it's a problem. So now both of them are Amazon addicts. But they buy like the most random cute little things.
Yeah.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I am still so, like, have such a big smile from Easter Sunday. First of all, the weather was beautiful. It was so nice to have the girls home. Home with nothing to do. A lot of times when Dixie comes over, we have, like, work stuff to do. It was just so nice to just be. And knowing that a lot of their friends who live in L.A., don't live with their families and their families are out of town. A handful of their friends came over to spend the Easter Sunday. And it was so cute because you realize, like, it's just fun to be a kid, even though they're, you know, 17, 18, 19. It was so cute because they got to feel like little kids for the day.
And we had our one shared friend, Erica.
And Erica came. Well, a lot of her, like, her, they have a home in Arizona, so a lot of their people are there. So even for her, you know, it was nice to come and her and Maddie to come and spend the day. But so, Mark, I don't know if you remember exactly how this went down, but I told you I'm going to do an Easter egg hunt. And you said, do you remember what you said?
No.
You were like, they don't want to do Easter egg hunts.
Oh,
they're so old
but
now.
Then
they're not going to want that. Dixie and Charlie came to me separately. They didn't even know the other one asked the question. Was like, Mommy, can we do an Easter egg hunt? And I was like, so funny you should ask. We're all set for an Easter egg hunt.
But in my defense, they didn't get little pieces of chocolate. We lined it with Benjamins and other denominations of cash, which they all seem to enjoy.
But that's, you've done that before. This wasn't the first time. You used to put tins in the eggs.
I put an egg in the microwave. I put them in all the baskets then. And then Avani was looking at me and she was like, and I was like, right over there, go right there.
Yeah. And I was so glad she came because her family is here actually, but they were doing an evening thing. So it was so cute she came. Yeah. And you were telling her where the things were.
Microwave maybe?
So there were two things in the eggs. There were like 40-something eggs. Cash or these little squishy little toys that were so cute.
Yeah, and I think Charlie liked the squishy toys more than the cash.
And there were a couple kids that got only squishy toys, so they were a little bummed out.
The statistic on that were
I
off.
Know.
Like, I don't know how.
But the funniest, Mr. Noah Beck, Mr. Athlete, Mr. blah, 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 could not find an egg to save his life. I'm like, how do you have four eggs? He was like, this is so hard. I was like, what are you talking about? Charlie had a bunch. Maddie had a bunch. I was cracking up. He ended up getting the most, I think one of them that got the most cash, even in his little four eggs. Chase got like all toys, no cash. And he was like, how did that work? And then Dixie stole all of Chase's little squishy toys. I bought another bucket of them. So
I find them all around the house.
They're so cute. But that was a fun, just, it felt like home. Like that was like, it just felt like home.
That is the one thing that's missing here. And I think it also has to do with COVID because we hadn't been able to have gatherings for so long and we took for granted at home. My mom lived close. My cousins lived close. We could at every potential holiday, we would go to someone's house and there'd be 20 to 30 people there. So I do miss that.
Mm-hmm. But
don't miss the weather, though. Huh?
No, I don't miss the weather either. Right, but luckily, like when your mom was here, she's vaccinated. We just got our vaccines. And I just feel like things are changing. Like now, so many people getting vaccines, and it's really like you feel like the world is opening up. I mean, just on the weekend when we were skating in Santa Monica, like there's so many people out, and it's really cool.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So, well, first of all, as far as a vaccine, I mean, I don't even want to get in the debate on it. I know, like, growing up, we took vaccines for smallpox and all those things. So it wasn't even a question for me. I was like, look, to be able to start to get to a normal life. So I felt totally comfortable with it. And I know we did the Johnson & Johnson, which is one shot. So we're fully vaccinated.
I, to be fully honest, was not excited about getting it. I just was nervous. Like, was there enough research, that kind of thing. But I ended up getting it because between work and just being a part of a community where, you know, let's help each other by getting vaccinated, I ended up doing it. So, you know, I get it. I get the people who like can't, you know, get it right away. And then I also get the people who are feeling unsure. And do I even want to do that? So I did it.
I'm a gambler.
Yes, you are.
And I'm also the guy that always thinks everything's going to work out. So it was like,
yes,
yeah.
You do think that.
So I didn't feel anything. Like, I know your arm was sore mm-hmm. a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. You got a little bruisey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Yeah. You slept an entire day after you got it. So you're in denial. And you said it's because you didn't have
coincidence,
coffee.
Hon. Coincidence.
Okay.
It had nothing to do with the vaccine.
You could not keep your eyes open.
So we're going to the Triller Fight this weekend, which makes me feel kind of cool because we're traveling. And you and I are vaccinated. And the girls are actually going for work. We don't know what they're going to be doing, if they're going to be presenting or...
Yeah, they're announcing.
They're announcing.
Musical guests. Right. But we don't know who yet.
Remember when we did the Triller Live, did you like how I announced Charlie?
Oh my gosh.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That was so funny.
With a record of 0-0. First time fighting in the, what did I say? The pink and lavender shorts.
In the pink and lavender shorts.
America's sweetheart.
Charlie D'Amelio.
So shout out to Triller, Bobby, and I also met Joe Fourier. I don't even know how you pronounce his name, but really cool guy. He's fighting. Jake's fighting. So Justin Bieber's performing.
Doja Cat, Sweetie, so many good artists. But just so people know, it's we're actually going there for work, but there's only going to be 100 people.
In an arena.
In an arena.
Holds so like it's 80, super. 000,
it's. So. I mean, it's all done by COVID guidelines. They're very strict. So although we are going and we're traveling, it is for work and it's to be a part of the production. And it'll be weird because we haven't really done anything like that.
Not since we haven't been to an event.
The last thing was what? It was
the NBA All-Star game in February of 2020.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. So, I mean, obviously it's not going to be like that because, and then we aren't even near the people that are in the arena. Like we're distance in like a suite or something to watch the fight. Yeah. So it'll be a new way to do events for a while probably, but.
Would you ever partake in the fight, honey?
I would totally fight.
Would you be on the undercard or would you be a feature performer?
No. I mean, I know my role, Mark. I would be on the undercard. I work my way up, undercard. And I feel like I'm a little up there in years to start a boxing career, but my dad was a boxer. I love doing the speed bag, focus pads, the heavy bag. I love all of that. I've never actually sparred with another person that like is hitting back. So, but I feel like I'm not giving up hope.
Have you ever like boxed where you got hit in the face? Like have you ever been hit? Because you know what Mike Tyson says, right? Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth.
Exactly. I don't have a plan.
I've been punched in the mouth.
I don't condone violence. But like boxing, we grew up with that. Like the kids nowadays, I think look at boxing a little differently. Like, oh, what fight? I don't know. I know Charlie's she's like unsure of boxing just because she didn't really grow up with it. But it's a great sport and it's hard and amazing. And I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. All right. I believe that was it for the Mark and Heidi podcasts.
Yeah,
the other
D'Amelio's. Thanks for having me.
Wait, should I do it?
Thanks for having me here
today.
Let
me do it in my announcer.
Thanks for
voice.
Having me here today, Mark.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Glad you could
Ladies
join us.
Ladies and gentlemen, to end our podcast, Mark and Heidi D'Amelio, the other D'Amelio's. How was that? Good?
That was good. You should be an announcer.
I can't do it like that guy that does it.
Oh, he's the best.
No, I don't even think you can say that. I think it's trademarked, right?
Oh.
You can't say that. Let's get blah, 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 beep, beep, da, bop, bop. Mm-hmm. Okay. Love you, honey. This
Love
was great.
You. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to rate us if
yes.
you don't mind.
Give
that
us
would
an
be amazing.
Honest rating.
An honest rating. But if it's 5 stars, we're not going to be mad at it.
And if you're going to lie, that's fine too.
Yeah.
If you wanted to give 4, but you decide you feel bad and you want to give 5, that's cool too.
And
we're new to this game. We'll take anything. We'll take charity.
Thanks for listening, guys. Stay up to date with us at Heidi D'Amelio on all my socials.
And for me, at Mark D'Amelio on all my socials.
Mark and Heidi, the other D'Amelios, comes to you from Ramble, a Cadence 13 studio.
You can listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.